From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. stocks jumped at the open after China's central bank cut interest rates to support its economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 296 points, or 1.9%, to 16,180.61 as of 9:45 a.m. local time. The Standard & Poor's 500 index climbed 38 points, or 2%, to 1,932. The NASDAQ composite rose 109 points, or 2.4%, to 4,635. Oil prices are up, but U.S. crude is still trading below $40 a barrel. Concerns about the Chinese economy has been shaking up global markets in recent days, but most indexes in Asia finished trading in the black Tuesday. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
China's main stock market in Shanghai has been on a roller coaster ride, more than doubling to 5,100 points in June to its close on Tuesday, which was nearing levels of where the market was a year ago. When the plunge began in June, the government pulled out all the stops to provide the market with what it called ample liquidity, and that support lasted through July and early August. But now the government appears to be sitting on the sidelines, and that is worrying small retail investors. One elderly investor surnamed Gao voiced his concern that China's stocks were falling more than global markets, arguing that it was not right for the government not to save the market. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday they say are part of a network to recruit fighters to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. More at voanews.com.